come in. Tell me what things used to come in.
Well, flour come in 24 and 48 pound sacks. Flour come in 24 and 48 pound sacks, and then you could buy it by the barrel. Years ago, whenever my father was growing up, why, you had to go to Alexandria to get a barrel of flour from here in a wagon.
You go
one a year. You go drive a wagon and make one trip a year to Alexandria and pick up a barrel of flour. That was before there were stores like they is now, this day and time. And you'd make one trip a year to Alexandria, and there'd be a bunch of wagons all go together and pick up the different types of supplies that they needed to do them that year.
Well, they used to sell everything for it. Now they sell everything in packages. They used to sell it
in the barrels or kegs or sack full.
I see. Now, what did molasses come in, maybe?
Well, you put it in gallon buckets. You made your own syrup back those days.
I see.
My daddy had a syrup mill, made his own syrup, made for all of the neighbors for 4 years, 12, 15 mile radius. Well, my father made syrup for all of them.
Now, what was the difference between syrup and molasses, or was there?
It's the same, one and the same, syrup or molasses.
Older people call it molasses, and we call it syrup.
I say the consistency of it, you say what, molasses?
Molasses is, might be a little heavier, they might have figured that. I think it's just according to the way that people said it. In other words, syrup and molasses was one and the same, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, did you ever make anything out of a haul? Did you ever get things out of a haul log to carry things in? You know, they ever use those?
Out of a hollow log?
Yeah, kind of a barrel, or it was like a barrel, only it was.
Well, very seldom, a few farmers would take a hollow log and cut it off into sections and put a bottom in it and use it for a feed barrel, but most of them used it for a hog trough. They would take a hollow tree and cut it off in a 4 or 5 foot section, then split it down the center.
Okay.
And then nail a board across each end of the two halves and make two large feed troughs for either hogs or cattle and horses.
I see. What would you use to pour something from a big, you know, into a narrow mouth bottle? You know, it was
a funnel or a fruit jar filler. You've got two different objects there. A funnel is small for pouring liquid, and a fruit jar filler is one for pouring larger stuff into the mouth of a jar.
Okay. Now, if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in
a paper sack.
Okay. Paper sack.
Back those days, there wasn't that much fruit bought.
Yeah.
You raised your own fruit, most of it. Apples, peaches, pears, plums. About the only thing that would be purchased would be bananas or coconut at Christmas time or some type of nut at Christmas time.
I see. How would sugar, a large quantity of sugar, come packaged? Or maybe 50 pounds?
You could buy it in 50 pound sacks or 100 pound sacks.
I see, okay. Folks ever call that a poke or a...
I've heard them call them poke. It's nothing more than a brown paper sack this day and time.
What would you call the amount of corn you might... Tell me about when you took the corn to the mill. Did you do that?
I carried corn to the mill whenever I was too small to do anything else. My daddy...